WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge overseeing the Trump hush money trial delaying sentencing recommendations after prosecutors asked for more time to weigh his 34-count conviction against his election win. ABC's Aaron Katursky says prosecutors could say the conviction should stand, but agree sentencing is not practical.
They've already said they don't believe the presidential immunity decision applies to this case because Trump was a private citizen when he paid off Stormy Daniels. Are they now going to suggest that sentencing get put off for 4 years? Are they going to agree that the case simply cannot go forward because Trump is president-elect? There aren't that many options to consider.
Trump's transition team working on his agenda and staffing. Sources tell ABC News the president-elect will ask Florida Senator Marco Rubio to serve as Secretary of State. In Britain, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, is stepping down over his handling of an historic church abuse case involving more than 100 boys. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Sean Maloney. Law enforcement from Wisconsin and Texas worked together to pull off a major drug bust. The Waukesha County Drug Task Force says they've worked with the Drug Enforcement Agency's Fort Worth office to identify a suspected dealer in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The dealer was allegedly supplying southeastern Wisconsin with various illegal substances. An investigation led to a major bust last August, which led to the seizure of 50 kilos of cocaine, large amounts of meth, heroin, fentanyl, and marijuana, and 35 firearms. The state superintendent of public instruction proposes an additional $3 billion in new investments to public schools. Jill Underley's proposal includes increasing special education reimbursement to 90%, limit property tax increases, and fund several grant programs. The DPI's overall budget request will propose more than $4 billion towards K-12 public education. And a Milwaukee baby is fighting for his life after being thrown against a wall. 20-year-old Jalen White faces charges of child abuse and child neglect after prosecutors say he threw the 8-month-old boy against the wall while playing a video game. The baby reportedly suffered skull and rib fractures and is not expected to survive. White is being held on a $100,000 cash bond. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSM Health.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Partly sunny and pleasant today, with winds still a bit breezy, but this time out of the southeast and gusting around 20 miles per hour. This will push our high temperatures today to the mid-40s and falling to near freezing tonight. All ahead of rain rolling in by tomorrow evening. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
99.7
Government bug the men's room, the local disco lounge.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, it is National Happy Hour Day today. Every day should have a happy hour, don't you think? It's Jay feeling pretty happy here on the lunch hour. Kicking it off now, Steve Winwood.
Max FM.
Bye.
playing maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We got a look at sports coming up in moments. Thanks for having us on during the lunch hour. It's Jay on Max FM with NXS.
Sports.
The Chicago Bears have fired their offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, today, just 10 months after being hired for the job. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Passing game coordinator Thomas Brown has been promoted to the position. The Bears, 4-5, they've lost three straight, scoring a total of 27 points over that stretch. They're averaging just 277 yards a game this season. That's third lowest in the NFL. Packers off today. They'll resume their practice week tomorrow and get ready for Sunday's game against the Bears at Soldier Field. The season is over for Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. GM Jerry Jones confirming that Prescott will have surgery to repair his hamstring in New York tomorrow. Cowboys are 3-6. Bucks open play in the 2024 NBA Cup tonight. They'll host the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. We'll follow that up with a home game against Detroit on Wednesday. College basketball, Marquette improved to 3-0 with a 70-62 win over Central Michigan last night in Milwaukee. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Found out about it.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
If you were listening to the morning show this morning, you heard Dave and Emily talking about the big news of the day, Max FM moving to downtown Baraboo. We're pretty excited about the big move, and we're going to have more details on that in the coming days. Here's the fix on Max FM.
I'm living.
maximum music. Max FM.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. Ooh, hey. Oh, sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We have this post on our Facebook page about the sewer utility work that is happening down on the Riverwalk and the closure that is on right now from First Weber, a realtor's office in West Baraboo to Lower Ochsner Park. And the closure started this morning at 9, will remain closed until early next week. Again, you can check out our Max FM Facebook page for more.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on Saturday. sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. Something for everyone.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Partly sunny and pleasant today, with winds still a bit breezy, but this time out of the southeast and gusting around 20 miles per hour. This will push our high temperatures today to the mid-40s and falling to near freezing tonight. All ahead of rain rolling in by tomorrow evening. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Well, as we've been telling you, the People Helping People 30-day fundraisers on now through the end of this month. It's going to wrap up December 1st. They are collecting monetary donations to provide food to low-income families this Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you want to mail in a donation or drop it off, they're at 805 Broadway in Baraboo. Or you can make your donation online at phpofwisconsin.org.
Taking a day at a time. I don't want to hide. Turn into love as I go, baby. Without taking you long for a ride.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Vacation by the Go-Go's. I am about ready for my vacation. Making our plan for a February getaway. My wife and I, a couple of friends, going to go on a cruise. Looking forward to that. Just chipping away at making payments on that thing. That's never the fun part of going on vacation, is paying for it all.